Listening to WAMFLP New Orleans, the voice of the people, on 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at WAMF.org. This is a community voice show. A community voice is a grassroots community group that fights for justice for low to moderate income families. Give us a call at 504-941-2852 or visit us on the web at a community voice. .org for more information. I am Brandon Dorrington. Today, my guest is Mr. Tim Washington, and we are going to talk about the struggles that New Orleans youth artists and how it overall impacts the New Orleans economy to help us have affordable housing, overcome sewage and water board issues, and education through music and entertainment. Thank you very much, Mr. Washington.
Thank you for having me, and I still call you mayor because a lot of people don't know you ran for mayor, city of New Orleans. We're gonna get that win next time. We need people from the bottom,
yeah.
You know, who out here struggling. Right. But we're here because you know, we're changing the dynamic of New Orleans music. We're not to say that bounce is bad, or you know, we're just not with the mumble rap. We have messages, right? And so, like Wisdom was saying earlier, in Epiphany when we were talking, we are hurting as a people, and so we have got to heal each other. And so, music universally. It's a healing tool. It's a spiritual tool. And so, Tony Merck right here, Queen, talented Queen, Epiphany, Wisdom. We are set to embark on some really strong stuff to get our message out. We have listening parties coming up in Philadelphia, in New York. We have something coming in Atlanta, and I will not say at this time what it is, but some of the artists were privy to hear the phone call. And so we're on our way. And just to give you a little taste, can I get a quick verse of some real spit from your brother?
What's up, man? Tony Merck in the building, 905, number 19 in the building. Shout out to E. Let's get it. I'm riding low, always sitting heavy. I'm parking sideways in my yellow Chevy. Got me a yellow bone, she bout to do me dirty. She focus on the burden, ain't even 9:30. Phone ringing, baby, I ain't perfect. I tell these girls the truth, that's why they be hurting. I pull a 911 out the driveway. I threw my mom the keys, had you a fire day. Just copped a Royal Blue Bentley, brought it for baby Dilly. When it come to this rap, nobody's messing with me. Tony Merkin, I'm up in this piece. The hottest in the game, you hear it in the streets.
Yeah.
9 to 5 to label, 1 9 of the team.
But so Queen, I mean, this Queen Wisdom, never the knowledge. So you have a lot of positive stuff. You know, we're talking about pain and healing and love and village, and that's what a lot of us need to understand is that. In order for us to move forward as a people and have economic growth, we have to get back to village mentality, which means the black woman has to heal the black man and the black man has to heal the black woman. We cannot no longer stand to be doing all of the infighting and following what mainstream society says we are. We are not. We are gods. We are kings and queens. We are goddesses. We love our kids. Black fathers are doing the farther thing.
Yes.
And so there are just as many single parent Caucasian homes as there are melanin homes, and if not more. And so what we're trying to say to our people is we are proud people, and we are not what they say we are. Right? So we're doctors, we're lawyers, you know, we're professors, we're scientists, we're business owners. And we're growing, and so I just want a quick verse from you on your positivity.
Hey, I got so much stuff going, but one of them, especially the positivity, they got this one little track that I wrote, and it basically says something like, look at the faces on the people, get a blank stare. Why even ask me how I'm doing? Because you don't care. You start to tell your story, they say, man, I've been there. You think that you're the only one with problems, man, they everywhere. Spending most of your time chatting and your texting, not realizing we living in a recession. People all over are struggling, so they stressing. Keep sending our kids to school with all they really learning lessons. Older kids teaching them young ones how to gang bang. Fathers can't do it because they busy doing the wrong thing. Come to think of it, many mothers doing the same thing. Now they families are the Bloods and the Crips gang.
And see, now that's real positivity. But see, it's something in the verse that a lot of people won't catch, and it's about what our kids are learning in school. And so you and I, Brandon, we've spoken about this a long time ago. And what we have to do as a people, if we can you know, come together on a Sunday, 10, 20,000 strong for a second line, then we can come together for a PTA meeting.
Yes, come on.
5, 10,000 strong, right? We can come together for RTA meetings, yes. 5, 10,000 strong. Yes. For city council meetings, 5 or 10,000 strong. It is up to us to make the changes that need to be made in our communities. And we're gonna be doing it through music. And of course, you know, we are a big part of Ninth Ward House of Music. Ninth Ward House of Music is a nonprofit, and we teach the youth how to run Linn drums, how to run studios, how to play drums, how to play saxophones, how to play trumpets, how to play flutes. We're teaching them all around the business. So we want them to understand, don't grow up wondering who you're gonna work for. You grow up wondering who you're gonna hire that's gonna be strong enough to be a part of your business and your growth. And so that's what we are, that's what we're doing here. And so everybody sitting here has an entrepreneurial mind, including our videographer, Mr. Richard, former military man. He's still a relatively young man, but he's a very conscious man. And so we're a team here. And so we understand that loyalty is rewarded with loyalty, and this is a family thing, and we are not going to allow any outside entities to break up what we have. Nobody's going to get in anybody else's ear and say, hey, shoo over there. No, don't talk to me. We're moving forward. We're about our community. We're about our children from one coast to the other.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
The dirty coast, the west coast, the east coast, the up north. You know, we're going to take this music all the way to Wenatchee, Washington. We're going in the valley.
Yes.
Right?
We come and get them.
We everywhere.
I just have one question for you, Mr. Tim.
Yes,
I want to ask you this. This might, you know, I'm going to ask you this later, but, you know, for your vision, focus, and mission to help these young people and do this, that's very commendable. It takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude, so we commend you for that. And the one question that we want to ask, and I know a lot of people want to know this, it's not a trick question or anything, but with all of this talent that you have in this room, have you thought about something similar to this? When they blow up and make all this millions of dollars.
What do you mean when they blow up? We already blown up. they just don't see the fire.
When it comes in and all this money comes, is there any way possible?
This is community oriented. So I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna respond before you finish.
Okay.
We are geared toward buying property so we can leave legacies to our children and our children's children's children.
And I speak
dedicated.
And I speak that in my music.
And we're dedicated to buying property, taking property through squatters' rights, and building affordable housing for all of these people who are homeless with jobs.
Yes.
Because ever since Katrina, before Katrina, you and I know that $250 could get you a one bedroom. And now it takes $995 first month, last month, plus deposit.
Lord,
and so the city's reaping the benefits of the tourism industry, but they're using our people, our musicians, our black Indians of Mardi Gras, our second line bands, our local industry. Our people work in the hotels, but they don't want to pay them what they deserve to be paid.
Come on.
But the city is reaping the benefits.
Yes.
So we know From sitting on, I'm not going to mention the other call letter station, but on Tracy Riley's show, we talked about the Convention Center Bureau having $220 million in surplus money that's supposed to go to the community, the Tourism Bureau having surplus money that they're supposed to give to people like me to help these people, to help other people, right? And so we're going after it. And then we're not going to blame Convention Center Bureau. We're not going to blame the Tourism Bureau because the word didn't get out. But there's one fact. We know the money's there, and we're coming for it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just like that.
Straight okay, like that. Now, Mr. Tim, is there any way possible that, you know, your artist can, you spoke of it earlier, mm-hmm. reach out and help, if, you know, the other conscious group in the dynamic from the 18 to 36 age group to get out there and to vote on these different issues and use their music, like you say, it's very conscious, and talk about some of the other issues, you know, infrastructure.
We're headed into the studio tomorrow. We're gonna do some recording, we're gonna do some swimming, we're gonna do some more recording, and here's the deal. We're softening up this hard sound to the degree to some songs we have stacked up that these artists don't even know about. A few of them do because they were privy to being in the meeting yesterday. So we've got songs that are written, and these songs are going to tell our people through music, through the two-step sound that we're getting ready to bring, through back to the old sound, that's new sound, that's solid, strong sound. We're gonna tell them. We're gonna do some Last Poets, the original rhythm and poetry people. We're gonna do some Fifth Dimension type sound, the original rhythm and poetry people. So, you know, we get this thing that rap was started in New York. Let's remember Gil Scott-Heron and a song about Gary Tyler, Angola, Louisiana. So rap was started here. I don't care what anybody says. The call and chant. Hey, Pocky, way early in the morning. It was started here, the call and chant, what people call hooks now. We've been doing that for centuries, the black Indians from right here, right? So we ain't gonna argue with New York, we ain't gonna argue with LA, but we're bringing a new sound that's gonna be community orientated, and it's on a conscious level that's gonna awaken our people and get them to understand, yeah, we gotta go vote, but it's more than that. We gotta hold them accountable after we get them in office.
Yes,
it don't matter who it is.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Vote, yeah. We can vote anybody in,
and so our music is gonna speak for itself.
Yes.
Right? It's gonna be nice driven beats, right? But we got voices.
Yes.
I mean, I know you heard this man's voice.
Yes.
I know you heard our voice. You know, Talented Queen has a voice. Charisma's not here. She has a voice.
Yes.
This young lady, Epiphany, I mean, it's going to be an epiphany to many minds.
Yes.
When they hear her voice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so this is for real.
Yeah.
And this is for real. And we're building right here. We're building right now. And, of course, the camp is going to grow stronger. We're going to add, you know. And here's something different. Here's something different. Most of the people, most of the camps you hear, right, musically, are male-orientated, right? Well, this is a female-orientated camp.
Yes.
But we got a God king like Tony Merck, right? So what I'm saying is, you've got the camp, let's say A-Ball and MJG, the Memphis crew, right? But it's all guys. They may have one woman. When you look at the sound coming from Houston with Scarface and what they had with their label, but they only got the Ghetto Twins, right?
Right.
It's the only females they got, right? But this, what we're bringing is, we're gonna platform.
Yes.
It's a platform because our women can do what our men can do. We're equal here. This is 100-100 relationships. Like, we got to get to teaching people. Relationship is 100-100.
So with that being said, and how you're doing that, the message that you're trying to get out to the community and to the city is that it's bias against gender is not good.
No.
Not disadvantage. giving a female having a disadvantage is not good, and we're trying to break that barrier.
Yes, yes, because that parlays back to the home life, right? And here's the deal. You have a car. I don't care what you do. If the right tire and the left tire are not rolling together, it's not going to roll. Right? And so this is a message we've got to get to. It for our youth. You want to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but you need to know how to treat your girl.
Yes.
You need to know how to treat your man.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is real talk. Most people get together from a physical aspect. This has to be, your relationship has to be spiritual. Right? It has to be spiritual. You have to know who you're dealing with.
Yes.
You have to know each other. Love at first sight is a good thing. But being in love is a spiritual thing.
You know
what I mean?
What am I? So, is there anybody that...
This is the message that the music is going to bring forth. I mean, it might come a little bit different, but if you listen to what they're saying, each one of these artists is going to be saying the same thing in different manners. They're going to be talking about all issues. It's just like any other rapper. They're going to be, well, I'm not going to say any other rapper,
right,
but because some are not true. It's like my man, Mr. Magic. I knew him. I loved him. He's still with me spiritually, but he spoke, he lived.
Yeah.
And this is what these people are going to do. They're going to bring what they know. They're going to bring truth.
Yes.
See, and when you're bringing truth, it comes out in your music, and people can feel you through your music, and people want to buy that music. People want to come out and hear that music, and so we're going to embark on this road, getting this music out, and very soon, these people are going to be in high demand, right? They're going to want to hear them in person, right? And that's what we want.
Now what are some of the challenges and obstacles that some local artists may have with different elements in society to bring, you know, once they go international and worldwide to develop
change
different younger artists in the community.
Change, and that's what we're teaching them here. But listen, most of these artists came and come with their own style, with their own brand. But they're willing to follow the direction of those who've been in the industry. And I'm not going to name some names, but these two did not make it last night. And it's because it was personal things, and that's fine. But two of the people that were in the meeting last night got to sit back and listen to somebody from this city that has been in the industry, that is a hit maker.
Yes.
Right? He's a hit maker. He's called Frost.
Yes.
And so they're going to get his all, right? And they're going to give their all. And with that being said, they're ready to change and do some things differently.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
they're ready to do what they need to do to get where they gotta be so they can say what they need to say.
Right. Yeah.
And people will hear what they need to hear. Right? And so it's a process, but we are actually moving a lot faster than most because our artists are accepting what we're saying to them. Listen, this is what we need to do.
Right.
So you can get to this plateau. This is what we need to do so you start getting paid.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're ready. They're ready. Yeah. You can hear them. That's not just animation coming from them. They are ready. They're hungry. They're hungry. This man has how many daughters? He's got two daughters.
Yes.
This is a loving husband. This man has tattoos everywhere. He's got a beard. Right? And so the average person looks at him and says, oh, he's a thug. No, he's a working father who's trying to embark on his own mission to make his own money to provide bigger and better things for his daughters.
Yeah.
He knows that leaving a legacy for his daughters and his daughters' daughters and his daughters' daughters' daughters is what he has to do.
Yeah.
You can't leave him jewelry. Right. You can't leave him Jordans.
Right.
You can't leave him a car. Right. It has no value.
Yes.
But you can leave them a business.
Yes.
You can leave them property.
Yes.
And that's what our people.
That's what So let me ask you this. Now these things right here, do they place any obstacle or any barrier right now while the artists are going to the top, such as gentrification, Airbnb,
yes.
and yes. Lack of small business growth
yes. Yes.
With funding.
Yes.
Are any of those things a barrier to helping the artist develop and how can you overcome that?
Let me tell you, here's my retort to that. No excuses, just solutions. Right? We don't see no barriers. We stepping on stuff. We kicking it over. Right? If you want it to be a barrier, it'll be a barrier for you. We don't have no excuses. We ain't gonna make this work by any means necessary. We are the wall knock downers with this gentrification. We're gonna dry it out in our own way. You know, it's a necessity. Like I said, we'll probably meet some opposition. We'll probably have lots of people who are saying, oh, that's crap. Well, the people who are pushing the gentrification won't like what we're doing. I'm not afraid of nobody. Never have been. If anything, they better be afraid of me. Because the vision is where we go. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, this young lady we got talented queen. She's a dancer for all intents purposes. She's a rapper for all intents purposes. So we've got things that we can do as far as her teaching younger girls how to dance and stay fit all at the same time,
yeah.
and giving them, you know, look around, look around. You see natural beauty here, right?
Yeah.
And so we're trying to teach our children. You don't have to waste money to go buy hair to enhance yourself.
Right,
you're already
right.
beautiful,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We need to study. You know, we need to put them into books that's going to help them grow on an economical level, right?
Right.
And that's what we got to do. It's about building. We're not coming to tear anything down.
Mr. Tim. Was one of the elements in your motivation to develop this group, that was it any type of community activist, any type of community grassroots motivation?
Brandon, that's not fair. That's not fair, because you know, you're right there with me, brother. You're right there with me with the activism, you know what I mean? Their activism is their music. I'm a foot stumper. I wear out the soles of my shoes. You know what we did with the Henry Glover case, where we were back and forth at the federal building. You know when we had to go stand and do what we needed to do at the coroner's office for not classifying a murder by a cop as murder, at the same time arresting a cop for obstructing justice and tampering with evidence. Well, if you got no crime, how's he in jail for that? Right? And so there's a lot of things that we need to fix. But the police department here is getting better, and that's a good thing. But as you know, they're trying to get rid of the independent overseer. And what's going to happen if that happens? So we've got to advocate for that. We've got to make sure we keep people in place so that we don't get any rogue cops that'll stop this young man because he's got tattoos on all over him. He's got a beard and he's dark skinned.
Yeah.
And hurt him because they feel like hurting him because they want him to be what he's not.
Yeah.
Because of his skin color. Right?
I've been listening to A Community Voice on WAMFLP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. WAMF is an all-volunteer, non-commercial radio station, so if you would like to volunteer to host your own show, please give us a call at 504-605-0746 or drop us a line at WAMF.org.